We have two letters this week, responding to the planning decisions on Anglia Square and Norwich School.
On the debate around Anglia Square and how it should be developed, I'd like to emphasise an overlooked but crucially important issue that needs to be considered in regenerating this site. Its accessibility, which is unique in the city and possibly the county, but I haven't visited every town in Norfolk. Buses from all around the city and county drop off at the square, and it's a very short walk into the square itself. Compare it to the walk from Castle Meadow to Tesco or the market. Think of the distance, the steps, the slopes. I believe that the community that is served by the square would be disrupted by unsympathetic development, that people vastly underappreciate how in the square you can get literally everything you need, food, clothes, housewares, toiletries, etc., within less than a 100-metre walk from the bus stop around the square and back. Think about how big a deal that is for people who don't drive and or have limited mobility. And the bonus is that most of the shops are affordable too. Any development needs to understand how key this is and not disrupt it, because it could very negatively affect the lives of hundreds of people all over the city and the county, many of them from vulnerable demographics. It's not so much about gentrification, although that is an important issue, but about thinking carefully about who uses and relies on what facilities are available there and how that will be accounted for. If you drive, aren't poor, and can comfortably walk more than 100 metres, then you may not quite get how important a function Anglia Square serves. Try and imagine. J. Watts, Little Bull Close, Norwich.
Nick Patricks of Beatrice Road in Norwich wrote in before the decision on Norwich School's planning application had been made. The Evening News should be congratulated for continuing to highlight the removal of trees from the historic centre of Norwich. Readers will recall that the recent tree felling in Tombland was opposed by nearly 6,000 people. Now, Norwich City councillors are being asked to ignore the advice of their own tree protection officer in the Evening News on October the 29th to support an application from the Norwich School to build a new dining facility. These proposals will lead to the destruction of 12 mature trees in a conservation area on Palace Street. The application tells us as much about our divided society as well as how institutions use the climate crisis to leverage planning gain. If Norwich is to mitigate any of the extremes of the unfolding climate disaster, it needs to keep all of its existing trees and plant thousands of new ones. Despite having the space to maintain three rugby pitches, a cricket square, and an all-weather sports facility on its central site, as well as acres of sports fields elsewhere, the school chooses instead to make way for a new building by chopping down mature trees that store hundreds of years of carbon and help clear the air of our polluted city. Just as troubling is the timing of this application. Where is the social justice in a private school, part of an industry that hides behind an archaic charitable status to avoid taxes, being able to improve the dining experience of the well-fed children of the well-off, when austerity and the pandemic has left some of their peers hungry and forced many councils to sell off their playing fields to help pay to deliver just a basic education? Mr. Patrick will have been pleased by the final decision.